The North Dakota Public Service Commission has a requirement for tree and shrub replacement when a utility builds infrastructure. It's 2-to-1. For every tree or shrub dug out, the company has to plant 2. When Basin Electric Power Cooperative built a high-voltage power line in Mercer, Dunn, McKenzie, and Williams counties, it removed
about 17,500 trees and shrubs.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchek says that means the company had to plant nearly 35,000 trees and shrubs. She says the company worked with landowners along the route.
But not all landowners want them.
Fedorchek says Basin did end up planting about 11,000 trees and shrubs along the route.
And then they had about 23,500 additional trees that they needed to replace, trees and shrubs.
So Basin worked with other counties. Stark County received 12,000 trees. Some other counties and cities in western North Dakota received the remainder.
All goes to the end of proper reclamation and restoration and making sure that after these energy projects, we're returning our state in many places back to better situation than it was prior to the construction project.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.